So remember that all we're saying is that normally you recognise a financial instrument as soon as you enter into the contract. And it's normally pretty obvious it's either a financial asset or a financial liability. Okay, now we're looking at financial liabilities in a bit more detail. You do have the problem of when it's a convertible payable loan. And all that means is that you say to your bank manager, look, I want, let's say, $1,000. I will pay you back $1,000, or you can have, let's say, 100 of my shares. Now, that's an option to the bank manager. So the bank manager may take the $1,000, or he may take 100 of your shares, depending, obviously, on what your share price is at the end of the loan. So he doesn't have to make the decision until the end of the loan. And so he's got this option. Now, if your shares aren't worth very much, he'll take the $1,000. If your shares are worth more than $1,000, he'll take your share. And so, therefore, he's pleased to have this option. Now, there is a problem here because that means then this convertible loan, do we have an obligation to pay back cash? Or is it just going to be an issue of shares? Because if it's just an issue of shares, then that's an equity instrument and goes to equity on the balance sheet. If there's an obligation to pay cash, and there needs to be a key word there, obligation, if there's an obligation to pay cash, then it must go to financial liabilities. So it's unclear what it's going to be, and so therefore what the standard does, it says, right, well actually it's a combination of the two, because what actually happens is the bank manager likes the option, and so therefore he gives you a lower interest rate than he would normally. So all we do is we work out, right, okay, how much is that loan worth at the lower interest rate, and then the extra goes to equity. So how much is the loan worth at the lower interest rate, what we call the fair value of that loan, that goes on to liabilities, and any extra to make up to the 1,000 goes to equity.